Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play. This is not a watch party.
Watch party? What's that party? That's a party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should I pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution now. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in family at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Today, we're going to be discussing how to be a better person. This is a follow-up to my January show on how to be a better person in 2023. We're going to see how we are doing and how we did this year. Before we begin, I want to say thanks to everyone for supporting my show. I want to especially thank the O&E Dynasty family for all their support, as well as the support I see from Dr. O. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my point of view. I want to take a moment to mention again to you what my show Breaking the Silence is all about. It's about healing and creating a sacred space for men and women. I'd like to begin with a quote by the Dalai Lama. It's very important to generate a good attitude, a good heart, as much as possible. From this, happiness in both the short term and the long term for both yourself and others will come. Okay, now let's jump in. Learning how to be a better person. Wow. That might be a vague concept to some of you, but there are actually plenty of things you can do to be a better person. You may even learn how to be happier in the process by boosting your self-esteem and improving relationships with other people. Striving for self-improvement can help increase someone's self-confidence and self-accomplishment. These improvements can lead to strong interpersonal connections, improvements at work, and increased in health behaviors, and overall improvement in your mood and your mental health. That's really important, your mental health. We'll get into that a little bit later. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to becoming a better person. I wish I had a bottle and I could bottle it up for y'all, but it's no one-size-fits-all approach. First, we have to discover the qualities you feel like you need to adopt by reflecting on your values as well as the areas in your life which positive changes can be made. So some of this is going to have to come from you. When I think of a good person, personally, I think of someone who could be seen as virtuous. This can be varied by culture, but generally we think of someone as a good person if they're thoughtful, if they're kind, if they're compassionate, if they collaborate with you at work and things like that, if they're patient, if they're giving. Even if we're not this way ourselves, let's just be honest. Efforts to become a better person can be easy to incorporate in our daily recommended methods, and we'll see which ones make you feel best, okay? Again, this is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. We're talking about how to be a better person tonight. First, you have to identify your values. I think that's one of the first things I remember doing, with who am I and what do I value. Ultimately, what helps make someone a better person is if they feel they're living in alignment with their values. So my question to all of you is, what is it that you value? Do you know? Do you value money? Do you value family? Do you value equality? Do you value friendship? What? While we all likely have varying ideas about what being a good person might mean, we can become better people by figuring out what it means for us, emulating those qualities in our everyday lives, right? So we need to do something called practicing self-reflection. Once you identify your values, doing some deep self-reflection to truly reach your full potential is highly recommended. We can't be a better version of ourselves without understanding the gap between who we are right now versus who we want to be. In order to do that, we need consistent, rigorous self-examination. And this means honest self-talk. A lot of people think that when you say honest self-talk, that means you beat yourself up and that's brutal. That's not what I mean. Honest self-talk is to be honest about your intentions, honest about your feelings, honest about why you did what you did, to who, or for what reason. That's honest self-talk. That does not mean you beat yourself up. You might want to try journaling. One way to reflect is by starting a journal routine, using mindful prompts, by using self-help workbooks like the Shadow Workbook. You know, I'm always plugging a book. Engaging with mindful journaling can aid you in getting to know yourself intimately and figuring out your best path for your own self-improvement. The therapist I had once told me a secret to journaling is to lie to others, but never, ever lie to yourself. She said the journal is a great place for that. You can tell yourself what you did, why you did it, how you did it, and then say to yourself why you did that, and it might not have been the best idea, but I did it anyway because, And you can do that with yourself in the privacy of your own home, right? You can change your perspective, and it's not just about relationships or self-confidence. It's all about developing maturity, finding happiness, and building resilience. Life can be hard and unpredictable for a lot of people. However, cultivating joy and keeping positive outlook despite your circumstances is a powerful tool on the path of self-development. So what if you have a mental illness? So what? You're still a valuable person. Don't let other people define you just because you have an issue. Mental illness is not any different than having diabetes or whatever. You have to manage it. It is something that you have to work on your accountability. While being a good person is relative, a common characteristic associated with being a good person is being able to hold yourself accountable and remain humble. To work on being more accountable, you have to be aware of your actions and be able to acknowledge when you have done something wrong, regardless of intention, and be sincerely apologetic. I think the key word in there is sincerely apologetic, because I know people that say, I was accountable. I told him I was sorry. I said I was sorry. And that's not at all what they mean when they say they're sorry. They're angry. They're downright rude and sometimes obnoxious when they're saying they're sorry. And the other person doesn't want to accept that kind of an apology, would you? Would you want that kind of an apology? I don't think so. The other thing we could do is practice forgiveness. Along with staying accountable and being able to accept another's apology for wrong done, you can use a powerful tool towards self-improvement by practicing forgiveness. When you practice forgiveness, you're humbling yourself to another, right? And it's to gain your own peace of mind. And that allows anybody to move forward in the world with kindness. That's the goal. It's to relieve your own burden, right, when you practice forgiveness. And remember, you can forgive and maintain your own personal boundaries. It's what's in your heart that counts. So you do not have to give up anything to practice forgiveness. Also, you want to try new things. Personally, comfort zone and trying new things can help give new information and insight. These new experiences have helped me learn about myself, including my joys, my fears, and my anxieties. I don't think I'm an ice skater. Taking the next step to self-reflection and identify areas of growth. And from there, you can help chart new paths of self-development. For example, I learned to cook better, and that has really worked out beautifully for me and my family. They enjoy the meal, and I enjoy experimenting on them. Thank goodness I haven't hurt anybody, but it's something fun I can do. You know, it helps me de-stress. You can also similarly learn, keeping on learning new things, educating you to becoming a more well-rounded person. Just taking the air that you're going to be in a state of constant learning, that has helped me personally with my issues, that have allowed me to understand other people better and to be more compassionate. Picking up a few books from the library, listening to different podcasts, or just being more curious about people that are around you will help. Prioritizing your loved ones and focusing on your family and friends, personal relationships, and the way others see you, but in your own happiness overall. You know, there's a Harvard study that showed that people who lived the longest, happiest, and fulfilling lives had good quality close relationships. And they did that by investing in their relationships. So we can learn to communicate and show love and compassion and empathy and sincere gratitude. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. Thank you.
if you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for you in my heart. If you think of me, if you miss me once in a while, then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, in a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you be waiting. To see your face, your smile, to be with you wherever you are. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. Please say you'll be waiting. Together again, it would feel so good to be one that you can keep. I vow to come for you if you wait for me. And say you hold a place for place for me in your heart.
great music tonight, Dr. Ngozi. This is a product of WGBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller one in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Well, hello, Miss Mo Garman. It's Ava Holly. How are you? And I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Ava. Hello.
How are you?
I am doing well. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, same here. I'm so happy I was able to call in. I was away for the past 2 days and driving on a five-hour trip that became 10 hours each way. And the trip was okay, but I'm so beat up today, I don't know which end is up.
Right.
I'm loving your topic and your show. You always have a great, great topic and a great insight onto things. You know, I like when you talked about kindness. When somebody can learn to have kindness, I think it makes our souls better. At least it does for me. I like the random acts of kindness. And many times I find myself like buying someone's coffee at the Wawa or wherever,
right. Or, you know,
doing a little something. I mean, we're going through a lot right now, but I think a little bit of kindness goes a long way. Somebody actually did that for me today, now that I'm thinking about it. They bought a little bag for me. I was at the dollar store. I was looking for something that they didn't have, and I wound up buying something else, and I didn't have a bag for it. And the lady behind me goes, "Here's a bag. Did you want a bag?" And she goes, "You know what? Just put it on my order." And it was so nice. It was just felt made me feel so good.
That is nice. I've gone through the toll at the Ben Franklin Bridge and paid the toll for the person behind me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love to do stuff like that. Just something random, you know. Yeah, yeah. And I think it makes me feel better as a person, you know, when I can do that for somebody.
It does. It really does. And that person behind you is usually really shocked. I'm sure you were really surprised. I know it was a small thing,
right,
but you were really surprised.
Right, right. And they're usually surprised when I pay it forward to them, too. And it's
exactly.
Even if it's little, I think sometimes the littler things are even better because it just makes you feel like somebody cares, you know.
I agree. So can you tell us when your next show is and a little bit about yourself?
It's December 20th. And, of course, it's the casual chat, for those of you that don't know. And we're going to do a holiday show. I'm not exactly sure who's coming on yet. I'm working on a few different people. And we want to make it like a holiday show. So I'm trying to see about what good guests I can have. Come on.
Wow. Awesome. Ava's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Mo. It's good to hear your voice. And you have a great show.
Thanks. Take care. So now I'm your host, Mo Garman, on Air Now. Tonight we're discussing how to be a better person. And we were discussing these topics, and right now we're going to talk about improving communication as a means of becoming a better person. Trying to work on active listening and communication. That's something that's a skill. This is a skill that requires practice, but help contribute to overall sense of being a good person. By honing these skills, you'll be able to support the people around you and be regarded as a genuine person who cares about those around them. You know why? Because you're reflecting back to the person what they just said. So when you actively listen, you communicate in a way that lets the person know that you just heard them. So you don't say exactly what they said back, but you reflect back you restate what they've said to let them know that you hear them and you understand exactly what they're saying. People love that. And when you do that, they do see that as a genuine communication and that you're listening to them and that you genuinely care. You can also be more empathetic. Striving to be a kind, empathetic person who is able to listen and receive feedback, this will likely lead to feelings of more in line with your personal definition of a good person. Active listening and communication can help us all to understand and relate to others' feelings and circumstances. So being empathetic is like understanding how the other person feels. That's different from sympathy, right? sympathy is feeling sorry for somebody, and you're like, oh, wow, that's such a terrible thing that happened to you, and it's not the same as having compassion and empathy and understanding and walking, putting yourself in those shoes. That's different. You can also stay kind to yourself. Passion for yourself is a key strategy to promote happiness, peace of mind, and resilience. If you shift your mindset to one of self-love, you can extend that self-love to other people's love and their attitudes towards other people. You can also give back by volunteering. It's been shown to have many positive impacts, including improvement in your mood, giving back to the community, helping others, or providing a service to help people feel like a good person and be perceived as one, because you're actually doing things for other people, and people like that. You can manage stress stress tends to seep into every corner of our lives if we let it. But by practicing stress management, we can focus on being happy and living in accordance with our values. Some ways to manage stress are through self-care practices like mindfulness and taking time away from work or other stressors if needed. If you do things like go to the park and take a walk or connecting with nature, it's a marvelous way to manage stress. You can get an emotional support animal. They help. I personally get a monthly massage. I work out regularly. I used to attend Tai Chi. I haven't done that, but that's a great way. Meditate, I do that. That will help manage stress. So all those things can help you manage your stress so that you're a better person. You can also seek therapy. Sometimes speaking to a professional or a life coach can be the best way to clarity for your path towards happiness and self-improvement. Visiting with a therapist or a personal coach or someone qualified to give spiritual advice can help you in your need to reach a personal development goal. I know it's great to sit down and talk to somebody, but you want to talk to somebody that can give you some direction. It's not okay to talk to somebody that's just as angry as you are, right? You want to talk to somebody that's calm, that has some sort of rationality to them. So you want to talk to somebody that's going to give you a positive direction. You don't want somebody that's going to let you fester in anger and sit down and let you hurt another person or something like that. You want something helpful. It may be helpful to seek the help of a therapist specializing in acceptance and commitment therapy, and those professionals can help you identify your values and the areas in which you want to focus on more and how to achieve those changes. Again, this is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Oh, the devil, you're walking mad. You fool your life, conjuring a thief. Try to pay what you want, try to pay what you need.
Thanks again for that wonderful music, Dr. O. We have a caller in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, Mo. It's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. Man, I love you. You know, your topics are always so incredible.
Thank you so much. That's a compliment coming from you.
Oh. So, you know,
you have some pretty fantastic skills yourself.
I'm listening to everything you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting myself, like, with what I want to say. Because on one hand, hear me out, on one hand, I want to yell and say, people know they're being mean and they should just stop. You know, they know they're not being nice. But then on the other hand, there's reasons. You know what I mean? There's reasons. A lot of people have been hurt so deeply, and that's how it comes out. So
right.
I'm like struggling. Yes, I'm struggling with my thought process here because, you know, I have such a hard time with it. My daughter said to me one time, and I'm very proud of this. She said, Mom, I wish I could be like you with one thing more than anything. When people are mean to you, you come back even nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even realized, like, it wasn't like a, like, oh, my gosh, I better be nicer now. I, like, for instance, she said this when we were in the grocery store one day. This was a couple years ago. And the cashier was miserable and not even nice, wouldn't smile.
Mm-hmm.
And all I thought in my mind was she must be having a very bad day or maybe a bad month or – and I said, sweetie, why don't you smile? I bet you have a beautiful smile. And she did.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I could see, like, maybe tears wanting to come in her eyes. And I was like, listen, smile a little bit more. You're beautiful, and thank you for that. And that's when we walked out, and my daughter said that to me, because my daughter was getting angry and aggravated. She didn't say nothing, but I could tell by her mood. But my point is, you know, again, like, you know, on one hand, I'm like, well, they know they're not being nice and they should be. But then on the other hand, we don't know their emotional state.
Right.
And it's heartbreaking and sad. And therapy absolutely is the answer. And journaling is the answer. Everything you said, it was perfect.
Yeah. Are you there?
You know? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered, I'm going to change topics for a second. How do you feel about the 6th annual honors on All I Need this Tuesday?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I love seeing everybody win.
Right.
Love that. And, you know, well, let me just say this also. Thank you to Brother O, our Hall of Fame DJ and producer, for playing Tracy Chapman tonight. I had to say that because I'm a fan. I love Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to say
yeah.
that. So thank you, Brother O. but, no, I love, you know, no other producers do what Brother O does for his host.
No.
You know, I love all this.
Right. He is awesome, isn't he?
Yes. Yes. I want to say one more thing. This is kind of funny, though. You were saying
sure.
how, like, buy somebody a cup of coffee or do something nice, right? Blah, blah, blah. Well, a couple of years ago, I only drink my organic coffee at home once in the morning, and that's it. So I don't go to Wawa's for coffee. I don't know if you even know what Wawa is, but we have
yes,
Wawa's. Okay. So we have Wawa's all over the state and everything. So I don't, like, go in there to buy coffee or anything, so I never know anything of what's going on in there. But I had to go in to get something, and it was morning, and there was a mom, and she was holding her infant baby and a big cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, here, I want to buy her coffee. And she's smiling at me, and the cashier's smiling, going, it's all taken care of, and I think I paid for it. That was free coffee day.
That's funny.
And we all started cracking up laughing. They thought I was saying it as a joke. So I just played along with it, you know? Oh, my God.
Right.
I just had to share that with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your share.
Oh. So,
yeah,
I want to
tell you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I am going out with a bang in 2023. Brian Hyland will be my guest. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm excited.
You get some really cool guests on your show. I have to say that. You really do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You. Really do.
I interviewed, oh, my gosh, I'm losing my mind here. Frankie Avalon. Yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. He was part of the show. Uh-huh. How cool was that? But anyway, Brian Hyland, he's going to be my 2023 closer, baby.
Awesome. I look forward to that show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Right,
but again,
so
God
much.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, and I would like to thank the International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito, for calling in tonight.
Well, first of all, I want to say to all the people out there in the world, open arms. The next song is all about that. Tomorrow night, we're going to do something different on our ONE Honors, our 6th annual. We always open with, of course, The Autumn Wind by John Facenda, and you already know how that feels. So I'll let y'all feel that at Ngozi time, just to show you the ambiance of what we're doing. You know, Ricardo Richard's show on Monday will be the last show of our fiscal year, because after ONE Honors, all the numbers start all over again on Wednesday night, of course, with Tiana Speaks and Yonasi Paramonte. But tomorrow night will be a special presentation here on the one and only Beverly Nation, the 5th annual ONE Honors, originally broadcast last year, December 7th, 2022, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, or standard, on the one and only Beverly Nation. So get a chance to enjoy that and get ready for our new honors on Tuesday. Open arms.
here I am. Tenderness is what you need. I've got that to give. If you need some affection, baby, these are open arms. Open arms. Every door you're trying to open, closing in your face. I'm right here, I'll be right here. I'll embrace you. I'll be open with my heart. I'll let you in. I'll be open with my thoughts. I'll be your best friend. If you need some attention, baby, these are open. Open up. Open up. When you get home, I'll try to be there and I'll embrace you. These are what you need. Baby, I'll stop the clock. If you're looking for something, maybe I got what you want. If there's one thing to remember, don't forget to leave and move it on. Moving on. Moving on. Moving on.
Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shining Terrace Strength on the line. Is that who this is, caller?
Yes, it is. How you doing this evening, Mo?
I'm fine. How are you, Terrace?
Doing okay. Look at you giving intros.
Oh, shut up.
So I'm really enjoying this show, but I'm enjoying this Tracy Chapman. Thank you for that. But I'm really enjoying this show. I'm glad that you're talking about the importance of trying to be kind or better or nice. You know, you have a lot of people, a lot of souls on this planet that struggle with loneliness. You know, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of wounded people out here trying to figure it out. You know, we're all trying to figure it out. You know, sometimes it's as simple as being kind or nice to someone else. You know, I often tell people that if you're If you feel like you're lonely, strive to be more friendly. You know, just strive to be more friendly. A lot of times, yeah. Just taking the time to look at some of these traits that you're talking about tonight and some of these things that can make such a difference in the outlook and, you know, the outcomes of our lives. So I'm glad you're talking about this. You know, I'm a big fan of talking about the inner workings and the details of how to be better and being better in our relationships and things like that. So kudos to you for talking about this tonight. Really enjoying the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to shift gears like I did with Jerry and ask you how you feel about their 6th annual honors on O'Neill on this Tuesday.
Hey, looking forward to it. You know, Brother O always have it shrouded in mystery, who's going to be voted in or whatever. So looking forward to it. It's like a O'Neill whodunit, you know?
How do you feel about
you
know,
once you get the call,
idea?
Right? You get the call. Who are you going to vote for? You know, so
looking forward
to it.
All right. How did you feel about your enshrinement last year?
I was honored. I was humbled by it and honored by it and appreciative. So, I mean, what else can you say? You know, certainly when I started on here, I didn't see all of this happening. So,
Well, Terrence, can you tell us when your next show is?
I think my next show is on. I think it's on the 19th. I think it's on the 19th. Yes.
Awesome.
It's on the 19th of December. That's my next
awesome.
Show.
I'll be sure to listen in on that show. Thanks so much
Thank you.
Calling in.
No problem.
Have a good evening. Okay. We were talking about how to be a better person. I had to sit back and think about that for a second after that wonderful commentary there, how to be a better person. So basically, number one, in order to become a better person, you have to be willing to change. Change is the only way to grow and progress into the person that you want to become. Many people are against change, which can make it really difficult to grow. Many people believe that there's no need for them to change and simply refuse to do so. Even if their family, friends, the family dog, the family cat, everybody agrees that you need to change, right? There are some people out there that say, no, it's you. You're the problem. But when you keep an open mind and you're willing to change, you learn how to be a better and grow into the person that you want to become. A lot of us see things and we don't know what to do about becoming the person that they need to be. When I was in nursing school, I asked my psychiatric instructor, where does mental illness come from, right? And she told me it's the inability to adapt and accept change and the inability to change yourself. That kind of stuck with me. So I will leave you in your thoughts about that as we have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ningozi.
You know, you must be reading my mind because there's nowhere in the world that you should know the next song is going to be about change. That's amazing. There's no way in the world you would know that. You would come out your mouth and say that. Oh, boy. Change by Tracy Chapman.
If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low, you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you
forgive and forget. Back to change.
That this is the 2023 WBNN Linear Host of the Year, Tiana Speaks. Is that correct?
Oh, thank you very much. How you doing, Mo? I love your topic.
Thank you.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I love your topic because I really believe in everything you're saying. It takes a lot for a person to change, and I think there's so many things that go into being a good person and actually. A lot of times people have a lot of problems in their life and they are not working on their own character, so things around them can change. So I like this show a lot, and I think it's good for you to be humble. It's very important. Humility, right. Also definitely morals, and definitely having empathy and sympathy for others, because if you don't have empathy and sympathy for others, why is life going to have that for you, I would say. You know, so there's a lot of people walking around asking why, but they're not looking in the mirror and figuring out why. And I think that's the biggest problem. Even me myself, you know, I had at one point, I remember I had a really, really, really jealous boyfriend, and he said something to me, and I ignored it because he's jealous. So, and then when we broke up, we had a mutual friend, and I asked him the question, and he agreed with what my ex had said. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I can kind of see it now, and I kind of understand, like, what my ex was actually saying. But I dismissed it because of the person who was delivering the message. And it wasn't anything terrible, but, like, you sometimes you come out of a situation, you're able to see things a lot differently. And I think that's important to do a lot of self-reflection in situations. You know, even when people have been done wrong a lot in my life, I've been done so wrong by so many people. And I have to think to myself, what did I feel when I first met them? My problem was that I would, you know, try to see the good in everybody. And I'm still kind of like that. You know, I know everybody has their own story. Nobody's perfect. You know, so I basically try to look at a person and see where their, like, intentions are, where their heart is at, actually at. And maybe they're not producing the results of their heart and intentions because maybe they're so blinded by hurt or their experiences that they went through in life. And I try to see past that and show them the love that maybe they haven't gotten. And by me doing this, I've changed many people's lives that have been, have come in contact with me. And that is one thing that I'm thankful to God for. People tell me, like, man, you changed me. I just remember something very simple of, it's crazy because, you know, I've mentioned before how I have fibromyalgia. And when it was a casino that had just opened here, and I wanted to look around at the restaurants they had, and I had went with Eva when they first opened, and I went on my own at one point, and I was so frustrated because I'm looking at everybody else enjoying themselves, being able to walk around freely while I'm in pain. I had to leave early. Now, I had, my truck is lifted. It's a pickup truck, and there's a reason why I'm telling you this, and I'm getting in my truck, and I'm leaving, and I'm frustrated almost to the point of tears because I'm like, this is not fair. I should be able to look around like everyone else. I leave out of the parking lot, but that was only God why I left at that time. There's a man that was walking. This was years ago, by the way. There's a man that was walking across the street, and he could barely make it. He was dragging his leg, and I'm like, why is nobody stopping to help this man? I'm in excruciating pain, mind you. I did a U-turn, and I turned around, and I'm like, hey, like, where are you going? Like, I will take you. And, you know, I was a stranger, so he kind of declined. And I'm like, figuring out, trying to figure out how I could get him into my truck because I can't really lift him. I'm in pain, but I'm willing to do that. So with that being said, I spoke with him, and I sat there with him, and he told me how his Uber driver dropped him off where he wasn't supposed to be, and how his friends ditched him and told me all these things, right? Now, he did not take my offer to take him where he was going. And it's obvious because I'm a stranger. You know, I gave him my card and I said, please, please call me and tell me that you are okay because it's going to bother me for the rest of the night. If I don't know you made it, like wherever you're going, it's going to bother me. He reached out to me and we actually became friends. I'm not kidding you. About a year later, he called me. Now, we had been talking on and off here and there, but a year later, he gave me a phone call, and he was in a whole different position in his life and everything. He had moved to another state, and he told me about that day. He told me that day I restored his faith in humanity because I had stopped for him, and that was so touching to me when somebody tells me something like that. So just something as simple stops to care about other people. Like, I don't understand why. I know safety is an issue, but if you see somebody on that side of the road that you can get out and you're not going to physically, you know there's not going to be any physical harm. Why are you going to stare at that person if you're not going to stop and help them? Or any type of, if somebody falls. But there is something that I learned when I was 17, and it's called diffusion of responsibility. Like, you have a better chance of being saved by one person versus many, because the responsibility falls on many people's shoulders, so you don't get help. So a lot of times we get situations on why people are not jumping in to save because they're looking at to the left or the right, in front of them, and back of them, see what everybody else is doing. But when that responsibility falls on one person's shoulders, they're the more likely to jump into action. So, like, I think there's so many different things that go into you being a better person. You always just try to be a better person, even if you think you're good. There are some things that always need to change about yourself. Even if you are loving, caring, but something can be improved. Because none of us are perfect. Right. You know, I appreciate the show and I'm loving it.
Right, thank you. I want to switch gears though and ask you how you feel about the 6th annual honors in O&E on this Tuesday.
I'm excited to see what it's like because, you know, it'll be my first, you know, my first one as far as, like, me being involved. And I appreciate, like, everyone on the network. And I'm excited to see everyone, you know, get awarded, like, my family, you know. I'm excited to basically spend the night with my family. So that's how I feel.
How do you feel about the appointment by the proprietor and reigning commissioner, the vote for your appointment?
I feel really good because it feels like I'm valued. I feel, you know, like I feel valued and like my position at WBSN actually matters, you know, and I really do. I absolutely like I feel really good about that. So yeah. That was the question you were asking me or am I
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel really good about that because, you know, like, I appreciate her and everything, you know, that she does. And, you know, spreading lives is something very serious, especially when you're doing a regular basis and you're doing change. Because I feel like your birthday for me is symbolic of 365 days you had to change someone else's life. So that's what we should be doing, breathing and living and trying to help others because that's how I never worry about any type of help that I need in my life or things because I know it's going to come to me. I know God's going to have my back because I'm always trying to be there for others. And I don't do it for that reason, but I know I'm always going to be safe, and that's what we should do. You know, so
right.
I'm hoping the same for all of my WBN and hopefully we always do something, whether it's just a laugh that we provided. You know, like I had a rough day the other day, and it's funny. I watched a video and it just like, it made me laugh so much. And I was like, I needed that. That person who posted that video, they didn't probably know that I can imagine how many effects it had on somebody. So every little tiny thing you do can affect somebody. But so for us to be awarded for these type of things, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, like Brother O knows that I'm not like concerned about accolades, but I really do appreciate the fact that people do care about what I do. You know, I appreciate that because for me, if I do my show and I change one life, that's what matters to me more than anything. And
right.
to be able to have that ability to talk, and I'm going to share this too, what's so important, really quickly. I did one show, and one of my guests, one of his followers contacted me on Instagram before I even did my show. After the show, I saw that he put the WBNN number in his story with me talking. And he actually said, I watched a video on his page, and he said he heard everything he needed to hear that day. And it was from me. And I was like, wow, that really matters to me. So that's really, really, like, it's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. To utilize your voice to affect the hearts and minds of millions is a great thing. And that's WBNF. And my show is December 6th, Yonasi Baramati, and December 15th, The Power of Thoughts, 9:30 p.m. And tune in and keep listening to this wonderful show, everybody, with this wonderful woman who just told her secret about working out, and that's why she looks like she's 18, but she's not. I'm not going to tell her age, but she looks like she's 18. I just want y'all to know that. She's over here playing games, you know, like she's older, but, you know, she's not even old enough to have an alcoholic beverage, but I'm not going to say nothing more. That's it.
Thanks, Sienna. And now our pre-intro ambiance for next Tuesday, 6th Annual Honors at O&E, 9:30 Eastern.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Mm-hmm.
We thank the great John Facenda and his crescendo to start our Orny Honors on Tuesday. Oh, Garmin.
Wow, we have caller 5 in queue, and that should be the 2022 WBNN Linear Host of the Year, Clev 1.
Yo, this is Clever 1 half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where strippers from the projects got 6 kids and $1,200 worth of food stamps about to buy crab legs from ShopRite. What's good?
How you doing,
Clever? What's happening, Mo?
So
how
funny.
You feeling tonight, sweetheart? How you doing tonight? You know what I'm saying? Everything
I
is glamorous and glorious out here. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting my show.
Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to you drop the jewelry on the table. You know what I'm saying? You must have been at Planet Fitness today. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, though. This is an interesting subject based on the fact that, you know, we got a lot of this going on out here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people not mm-hmm. reflecting on you know, themselves, their own speeches and their own actions and the harms in them, you know what I'm saying, where these things become normalities to ourselves, you know what I'm saying, where we don't see the harm, we don't see the impact or the error in these speeches and actions, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we may have to, you know, get a unanimous point of view from outsiders, outside thought processes, you know what I'm saying? Where if you hear enough of it, you know what I'm saying, you know, why you so mean, or, you know, with whatever it is, damn, you know, why you so loud, why you so hyper, why you so, whatever it is, that's the extremity, you know what I'm saying, where a person can work on these things, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes if you hear enough of it, from more than one source, you know what I'm saying, you could kind of make yourself the common denominator in that sense, you know what I mean? You know, so, you know what I mean? This is a great subject, you know what I'm saying? You know, Clev One always like to interject on these type of things, you know what I'm saying? It's like playing Uno at the casino, you know what I'm saying? It's like playing three-card Molly outside the casino, you know what I'm saying? Not pickpocketing anyone, but, you know, those type of things, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't mean to change the subject, but I want to know how you feel about the 6th annual honors on ONE this Tuesday.
Oh, wait a minute. The 6th annual honors on, hold up, you know. What I'm going to say about this is Clev One always like to see the winners win. Clev One always like to see the achievements and great things being accomplished by the people out here, you know what I'm saying? It kind of makes me feel good, you know what I mean? Kind of like if you ever seen the Avengers, you know what I'm saying? It make me feel like we all a team, you know what I'm saying? Saving the world, you know? So that's how I feel about it. And I'm kind of like unbiased, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody got a lot of jewelry to spill on the table here, you know what I'm saying? You know, so shout out to all the WBNN, you know what I mean, hosts and all the people and supporters out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, they make you feel good, you know what I mean? We're making it great, bringing it in, you know what I'm saying, in this new year that we got coming up, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it will be Clef Simba. I will be on Clef Simba 20-something. I might have to, hold up, Brother O might have to help me out on this one, you know what I'm saying? You know, because Clef Simba, there's a lot of stuff going on in Clef Simba, you know what I mean?
It's okay. Now, Clef Simba is wonderful, and you know it's coming around the corner. And all the folks out there, you know, after Orny Honors, you know what I mean, we start our fiscal year, and it's going to be a wonderful, outstanding thing. December 27th will be Clevember. Hey, Mo Garmin, you got something else to ask him?
Yes, I know feel about the vote for your appointment by proprietor and reigning commissioner.
Oh, man, hold on. Hold up, man. You know what? Clev One is always in the dark until, you know, when they pull, you know, it's like getting kidnapped with the hood on your head, you know what I'm saying? until you get to the destination. You never know where the hell you're at. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm like. So it's like a suspense thriller, you know what I'm saying? So I like to stay on the edge of the seat as well. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's like what's behind door number that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How do you feel about the presentation of Tiana by you?
Oh, man, listen, you know, it's always an honorable thing, you know what I'm saying, for Clap One to be participating out here. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's like music with kids. You see what I'm saying? One foot in, one foot out. One butt in, one butt out. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, she's the 2023 WBNN Host of the Year, and you're the 2022 Host of the Year, so there must be something going on in the water there.
Oh, man. Oh, man, listen, I'll tell you
what. Wait a minute, Mo. You mean Linear New Host of the Year. They were Rookies of the Year.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, well, you know me. I don't know no damn difference, you know what I'm saying, because check this out. You know what I mean? Clev One going to be the rookie any damn year. You know what I'm saying? We just going to we building bricks, standing sticks, you know what I'm saying, hang gliding as usual. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, that's what we're doing. That's what we doing out here, Mo. But, yes, fabulous show. Great, great topic, you know what I'm saying? And, yes, please, people, open your brains, you know what I'm saying, so that you won't be, like, thinking like a rolled-up piece of paper, you know what I'm saying, with your hand up, you know what I mean? And we already know what you're going to see with that, you know what I'm saying? A big-ass hole in it. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Representing from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where the correctional officer does slid in the cell phone and a pack of Newports for $500 on State Road. Check your satellites.
Oh, my God. Closing, I'd like to talk about in caring for ourselves, we need to honor our virtues, right? And virtues are the cornerstone of ethics and morality, and they impact how we navigate our relationships with others, with ourselves. That's our internal barometer, right? So living in alignment with these virtues affords us a more fulfilling life in which we value and worth the worth of humanity. Without virtue, we won't be able to sense the humanity in others. A life of virtue means making the conscious choice to love and respect the world around you. And I'd like to leave you with those thoughts and move on to Ningozi time.
Why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us so there are people still alone? Why are the little salt peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, zero is free. But somebody's gonna have to answer, the time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, the some who speak the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the little salt peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes. You're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the teach to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? And why are the little salt peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
The great Tracy Chapman tonight right here on this On The Dynasty type situations. And, of course, we're so proud of Mo Garman tonight and her dissertation that assists us tonight. And, of course, tomorrow night we come back on this outstanding network with a original BevNet classic. And we're so glad to have it. The 2022 fifth annual honors at ONE, and so many presentations last year, it's, you know, two, you know, so many to mention. You know, Cover One, you know, won Lillian Host of the Year. We honored Andrea Presley last year with the Governor's Award. And we honored Dr. Chichilla Jonesia with the overall host of the year. And we enshrined Tara Strength. This year, we get a chance to do something different, right? New names. This year, we honor Sonya Griffin with the Governor's Award, which means that is, you know, the most honorable retired alum at Oney Dynasty. Then we honor, of course, Angela Thomas Smith with enshrinement into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the four presenters next, you know, next Tuesday. And then, of course, for the first time in the history of our network, we honor our most improved broadcaster. His name is Ricardo Richard. Then we honor Deanna Speaks with the Linear New Host of the Year of the Class of 2023. And then, with suspense, you guys will know who will be the recipient of the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the 2023 WBNN Overall Host of the Year, with a special presenter. And what more can we say about Oney Honors? It's one of the greatest gifts we ever had, this network, our most sacred night. No foolishness, no. We honor each other in that. And each presenter has that gift. And, you know, Clever One will be presenting Tiana Speaks with the Linear New Host of the Year. We've been doing that since 2017. The first Linear New Host of the Year honored, which was Sonya Griffin. And again, 2018, I remember, Anna Waddell and Edward Burks presented Jesus Powell with that Linear New Host of the Year. 2019, Powell presented the Cadence Storm Poetry Hour featuring Desire. And then, of course, again, Jesus Powell gave it to Tara Strength. Tara Strength gave it to Clever One. And, you know, and then amazing. Tara Strength gave it to Chinchilla Jonesia. And then Chinchilla Jonesia gave it to Clever One. And that's amazing in itself, just to see how this thing is going. And now Clever One is going to give it to Tiana Speaks, that linear feeling, that championship feeling we have here at Oney Syndicated Stations. I'm so proud, almost gets me tongue-tied, because of just feeling all the things that's come through this year, you know, with the nomination of Angela Thomas Smith, going through that time, her hitting criteria, being voted in unanimously with election to the Hall and the Great Academy, and then now another enshrinement. I must not digress. And I got to say it, and I want Mo Garman to hear me when I say this. And I'm going to bring on another caller, Mo. I know you had somebody that wanted to talk, and I'm going to make sure she gets on here, right? Mo Garman,
okay.
You know, one of the most egregious things that have happened, because I can talk now because I'm in the Hall, and you can't take it away from me and kiss my ass. One of the most egregious things that could ever happen in the Academy was the 2021 voting process. That voting process denied Sister Bessie the Truther of enshrinement. I think it was egregious. To this day, one of the, to me, you know, I'm not part of the Academy now of voting, but I could count, Mo, 9 people that deserve that enshrinement, Sister Bessie included, that did not receive enshrinement. And I think it was horrendous and criminal. Totally criminal. So the Bessie Truther should be in the Hall of Fame. Is it because of her stance and what she believes in? All of the people, with the exception of, you know, 4 people that count that robbery. I was one of those people that count that robbery to vote for Sister Bessie. when I was on the voting committee. The other three should go straight to hell. Mo Garman, I'll continue my Ngozi time after you bring on your caller. I said what I said.
Hello, we have a caller in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Are you
caller?
There? Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Caller, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Hey, Valeska, how are you?
Hey. And I'm calling to, I've been listening to you for a while, and I, thanks to Terrence that introduced to you and your show, as well as his show, and I have to tell you, it's phenomenal, the insight and the conversations that you have. This is a great topic to have about being kind. The show that said, you know, and my dad used to say this often. He would say, you know, Valeska, you can lie to others, but when you look in the mirror, you can't hide. And when you look down inside, you can't lie to yourself.
Right.
Out in the world. And I've always lived with that edict. And you're absolutely right to have, because the climate, we do need to elevate the frequencies that we're living in.
You are fading in and out, Valeska. You're fading in and out. Can you get to a place where you have a stronger signal?
That's okay. That's okay, Mo. We will go into a gozy time. I must say again, the egregious actions from the International Radio Hall of Fame. You need to be ashamed of yourselves. I've been holding back too long how I feel about my family. This is WBNN. When I feel that someone has been, you know, not done right, and yeah, is it a grudge? Yeah, it's a grudge. And I told you last year, you should have never put me in the Hall of Fame. You should have never made me Lifetime Achiever, because now you can't take it back. I sat that day, knowing that a person, you know, I'm going to bring back on Mo Garman, so we're going to talk about it, Mo. I sat on the committee that day, knowing that Sister Bessie deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And we know that good journalism is to entrance, to affect, and celebrate the tongue. Am I correct, Mo? No censorship, right?
Right.
And to see Sister Bessie hit criteria, and not be voted into the Hall. And I meant what I said about the three. You should go straight to hell, because you robbed us of a champion. You robbed us of greatness. And Mo Garman's going to talk about that at the end, how she felt about Sister Bessie in that situation, and how she feels about On the Honors coming up on Tuesday. We're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on with an original BevNet classic that's near and dear to our hearts, right? We're not going to be live and physical. We're going to be metaphysical to your heart, and ears. The original BevNet classic, the 5th annual Honors at O&E, originally broadcast last year, December, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on this O&E station. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dali Malay, when we go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions I want for program tonight? Ole De Lay, that goes from myngmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dali Malay, when Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And if anyone in the sound of my voice didn't like what I said, then Sister Bessie, you can kiss my whole entire black ass. And now back to the class of 2022, Mo Garman, to talk about how she feels about Sister Bessie in this egregious action and her final thoughts.
Well, I think that Sister Bessie is a fantastic, phenomenal person and broadcaster. And I do believe that she deserves the honor. And I do hope that it gets corrected as soon as possible. The other thing I'd like you to know is that I'm looking forward to this, the honor shows, and hopefully we can restore honor to this, to the shows by giving Sister Bessie her just due. I'd like to end with a quote by Nelson Mandela. Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success. If they are dedicated to, they do. I will see you all in 4 weeks when we will be discussing the incarceration of the mentally ill. Have a good night, everybody.